Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 9th of July, The New Marriage Covenant. Paul declared that the first marriage covenant between the Son of God and the nation of Israel was finished through Christ's death on the cross. He then proclaimed that there is a new marriage covenant between the glorified Son of Man and the Church. Paul said, "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, having died with him, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, the glorified Son of Man, that we should bear fruit to God." A new marriage covenant between the Son of Man and the true Israel of God was established on Mount Calvary once Christ was brought back from the death of our sin. This new marriage covenant is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Having been born of the divine nature, we are now able to walk after the Spirit in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Instead of endeavouring to serve the Lord with our mind, which is fleshly and inevitably leads to serving the law of sin, we can follow the Spirit. We are obedient from the heart to the word spoken by Christ through his messengers, which the Spirit brings to our remembrance. By this means, the righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled in us. However, when we choose to walk after the flesh through our knowledge of good and evil, we come under condemnation. Through the law of our mind, we add the power and fire of the law of God to our endeavours, to give us strength so that we can prove that we are right, others are wrong, and that God is with us. This becomes our new form of idolatry, which is evidenced by the accompanying emotions of sin. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7, verses 4 and 5, Romans chapter 8, verse 2, John chapter 14, verse 26, Romans chapter 8, verse 4, and Romans chapter 7, verse 25. For further study, Romans chapter 8.